Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
You know, the fairy tale feeling that you have when you first get married, when you first meet somebody, can sort of fall by the wayside when you've been with someone a while, and it actually becomes rather, same-o, and we're talking today about apathy. It can be a health-draining cycle. My guest is Dr. Leslie Beth Wish. She's a nationally honored psychologist and licensed clinical social worker. So, LB, because that's what you asked us to call you, tell us a little bit about apathy among women in relationships. What is it doing to us? What does it mean? And how can we sort of fight against it?
Those are great questions. Apathy is a mood changer. It means that you don't feel so excited about life. Everything feels kind of blah. Sex feels like, you know, the usual. The house feels like, oh, it's a burden, or where you live, you don't want to go anywhere anymore. And it's one of the amazingly underdiagnosed conditions because it doesn't scream at you the way depression does.
So how can you tell the difference between, you know, apathy and depression?
Well, think of it as a continuum. A lot of the women in my study said that they felt the blahs all the time, and that's also a symptom for a depression. So think of it this way. Are you losing interest in what you are normally interested in? Do you show up to work too late? Do you leave too early? On a continual basis, not just once or twice. Do you not want to go out of the house? Do you want to stay home in your jammies and bunny slippers? Do you not want to relate to your partner sexually or emotionally? Have you just checked out? Would you like to sit in front of the TV set for the rest of your life and watch your favorite shows? Those are beginning signs of apathy, and they're also the early stages of depression. So the other things that you want to look for that kind of push it further along that continuum are, do I have suicidal thoughts? Do I have a major personality change? Sometimes that can signal depression. People who are normally, you know, value-oriented people who are true to their partner suddenly have a sea change. They might be out in bars picking up men. Something really, really different in your life. Do you have feelings that you can't make it anymore? Does life feel like you're just carrying the whole globe of Atlas on your shoulders? Can you have problem sleeping? That would be one of the other symptoms. You go to bed anxious and you wake up anxious.
Okay, LB, I have to stop you for a second because what you've just described, and I know I'm not close to depression because I'm a pretty upbeat, happy person, but is almost every woman I know. You know, I mean, we go to sleep anxious at night. We're multitasking. We're thinking of 42 things. We're making lists of our lists. We get up in the middle of the night worried about our kids, write something down on a piece of paper. We look at our husbands and say, really? You know, I'm still married to you, but you love them and you don't want to do, I mean, all of these things. And yes, we want to stay home in our bunny slippers and watch TV because it's expensive to go out. And it's, you know, so how do you discern that list that you've just given us to normal being a woman in today's society with kids and jobs and spouses and parents?
What you're describing is the sense of needing to be an octopus to get everything done, right? The list of a list. I mean, I have that too. I take something off the list and two things go back on the list.
I know, I hate that.
and with Twitter and Facebook and everything else, you know, it drives you nuts. But the difference there, Melanie, is that you can say to yourself, these are the requirements of my life, and it's getting very busy. That's very different from saying the apathy and sense of low desire comes from within. And you mentioned looking at your partner at the end of the day and saying, I just scratched 5 things off my list and added 7, and you want me to do what? That's very different than feeling that you have absolutely no desire at all. You could be very happy not ever having sex in your life. And most importantly, not saying to your spouse or partner, look, I've had a really bad couple of days. Let's schedule some time to be together. It's that last part that the women who really are closer to the depression end don't feel and don't do.
Okay, so even if, you know, the sexual intimacy with your partner goes by the wayside, it's still, if you have that desire that you know that you're not headed towards that, you know, apathy type relationship. I mean, women can masturbate, they can fantasize, they can do all these things that show they still have the desire, right? Even if they're not really up for it at that particular time because of our lists and lists.
Exactly. And the way that you know that you're not headed towards depression is that you say things to your partner such as, you know, honey, the flesh is willing, but the mind is not. You know, I'm done, I'm fried, my body is tired, my mind is on overload. Can we take a rain check? And that's how people handle it who are not depressed or feeling apathetic. When you are on that continuum, you never come up with that suggestion. It's so buried in your mind.
Now, what do you do about it then? If you're that person and you're starting to feel this way and you feel like, you know, maybe I'm headed towards depression or apathy, what do you do about it?
First, you take a look at how long you've been feeling that way. And especially if it's gone on longer than, let's say, 2.5 weeks and it's pervasive, it covers every aspect of your life. Some of your key things to look at are, I don't want to get out of bed, or I can't get out of bed, or I'm eating up a storm, and that's very different from what I used to do. You're looking for changes, or I have no appetite. You're looking for changes that signal you that something's really different. And one of the main signals is lack of self-care. The danger of apathy, and I saw this time and time again in the women in my study, and these were women who are highly successful, career-minded, high-achieving women, they would begin to experience a sense of nothing's worth it, including taking care of myself. So when you notice that your self-care has gone down, and I know your show is connected to health issues, and this is really important to pay attention to, you're not eating healthily. You're binge eating, or you're starving yourself, or you're not exercising anymore, or you decide to skip a day, and then 3 days, and then 2 weeks of taking your vitamins in the morning. Those are things to look at, because those are major, major signals, and they impinge terribly on your health.
Wow, that's a really great list to look at, because you know when you care about, you know, if your hair is getting really gray and you haven't dyed it in 6 months, or you do stop taking your vitamins, or exercise becomes not the priority that it was. How do you break the cycle? Do you see a counselor? Can you break the cycle yourself? What do you do?
It's really hard to break that yourself. I mean, people do, but it's really hard to give yourself a swift kick because so much of that is hormonal. Unfortunately, women experience apathy and the depression continuum more than men. They have hormone fluctuations, and they also have differences in their brains. Women's brains tend to have greater neural connections and areas for relationships than men do. And so and that's probably a survival mechanism and an advantage when you had to be, you know, mother-child bonding and be the main person to take care of your child. So that means that when something goes wrong in relationships, whole parts of your brain anatomy and neural connections get affected. So your first stop is really to go to your family doctor or your gynecologist and make sure that physically, physiologically, you're okay. Because otherwise, you could end up beating yourself up and blaming yourself. So go back to your doctor. That's your first step.
And well, we only have 20 seconds left, Albie.
Well, that's the very first step to take. See your doctor and take his or her advice and perhaps get some medication if necessary.
And that's the first step, is to see your doctor, recognize the symptoms that she discussed. You know, not taking your vitamins, exercises on the back burner. You look at your spouse with really not much interest anymore. These are all signs that there could be apathy sort of creeping into your life. It could turn into full-out depression. So let's keep an eye on this, women, because if we don't, nobody else is going to. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.